Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with
Mr. Hacker. Bring me a drink.
And Buttercup.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dick Hacker.
He accidentally got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, wouldn't be talking. It's an exciting time of the year, man.
You know what time it is?
March
Madness.
Madness,
baby. Basketball's in the house, although they got a domination of a game on TV right now.
Who is it?
UCLA and VCU.
Oh.
Yeah, they was out there throwing up brick, building. It was kind of ugly.
Kind of ugly.
It was very ugly. They made me stop, you know, checking it out. I couldn't do it no more.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. But I am proud to say that my bracket, I am 100% so far.
Your what?
My bracket. My NC2A bracket.
Your what?
My bracket. You know what it is. Don't act like you don't know. My bracket is on point. And whatever and oh, I'm taking no losses.
You better knock on wood.
All right. Anyway, I'm taking no losses. All my teams have won so far.
Okay.
No, 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 no about that.
I'm not watching basketball this year.
Okay, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, it don't really matter.
Whatever.
I guess I'm going to start off with the bad news.
What's that? Let me get that open.
I don't know for some of y'all, you know, we've been doing smooth time. We've been having a good time, too. But,
I was having half a good time.
Half a good time.
Yeah. Well, we just found out.
We get $50 million.
$50.5 million.
From
Ouagadougou,
Burkina Faso, Bank of Africa.
Exactly. See, I'm going to share this with y'all since this is like our crowning moment right here. Me and Butter about to retire in Nigeria, somewhere where we get a lot of
drugs. We're going back, Bank Africa.
Yeah. Hold on, sorry. Yeah, you're tripping. Attention, please.
Now, this is who it's addressed to.
Your please.
Your please. Well, whoever it's addressed to.
Yeah.
Maybe we got this in error.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I sourced your email from a human resource profile database in the chamber. My name is Dr. Peter James. And he's an account officer to late Mr. Morris Thompson from America, who is a gold merchant agent here in...
Ooh, that's wrong.
Yeah, I know, because you can't have Anne unless...
Right, there's a vowel. Right.
Right, so, you know, you don't understand English dialect, of course.
Dialect.
I'm going to say...
Ouagadougou,
Burkina Faso, a well-known philanthropist before he died. He made a will stating that $50.5 million should be given to... Let's see, he did it again.
$50.5 million
should be given to
a
citizen of our choice overseas.
And they picked us.
Yes, and they made a random draw, and our email was picked as the beneficiary to this will.
They capitalized will as if it's a name.
Will is a name.
But in this content, it's not.
Why are you being picky?
You want to be picky about Anne up there in millions, so why not be picky about this shit, too?
Dude, so we just need to, anyway, do that. We need to figure out which one of us is going to give up the bank account number so we can get it deposited.
I say you. He said you were pleased.
Yeah, so, I mean, we might do the show after we receive the money.
We'll share it with y'all.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to share in the money, just...
provide us with your bank account number.
Yeah, just send your bank account number to smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. Or if you want, you want to share it with all the listeners, you can call us at 646-929-2037.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can text it from your mobile device, smoothdrama, at number 41411.
From your mobile device.
From your mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can have a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we don't share the money.
Mm-hmm. We'll share it with everybody.
The other hosts, they wouldn't even offer y'all a chance at it. But we here at Smooth Drama, we have kind hearts. Huge kind hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep. Yep.
I don't see anybody emailing. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Come on now, send in the bank account number.
Me and Butter, 50.5, what, that's a 25.7 or whatever.
No.
I don't know.
24.
That would be 25, yeah. Anyway, it's 25 million that we trying to share. I ain't trying to be greedy. I am trying to be greedy, but I can break you off a million or two because, you know, stimulate the economy.
What'd you say?
Economy. Yeah,
economy. Economy.
I can't even say it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go from that. We're going to break into some gangsterism.
You have some hairy legs.
Okay. You do too.
I shaved yesterday. If I don't shave, yeah, but I shaved yesterday.
Okay.
You ever thought about shaving? Waxing. Oh my God.
No. Because I'd be like that 40-year-old virgin movie. David in Holland. Yeah, me screaming,
yeah.
This is not an attractive look. One leg waxed halfway. It just, no. It wouldn't be cool at all.
Yeah, my hair.
Yes, my legs have always been that hair. Anyway, we're going to talk about some real gangster stuff because I know y'all think y'all know
gangster.
I'm going to talk about the food dude. He calls out Sam, the cooking guy.
The food dude.
Kevin Roberts talks about a rivalry that exists between the two San Diego TV chef personalities. Kevin Roberts, the food dude, and Sam Zinn, the cooking guy, you know, they've been going at it, I guess. They don't like each other. And they ready to set it off, you know. Kevin, you know, says that, oh, yeah, there's a rivalry. And his new show, which is called Kevin Eats America, is in production with the Food Network. He says, I go into Borders and I cover his book with my book. I'm always on the food shelf between him and Rachel Ray. You know, he says he want to go Iron Chef with him. He's like, look, I'm ready to cook you off. He's like, what is he going to cook? Well, he going to make a bagel or something? He said he's going to knock him off.
Whatever.
But you know, it's the gangster Cooks. It's the Crips and the Bloods of the Crip, of the Cooks.
You can't talk.
I can't talk tonight. I got something in my throat. Something.
Something.
Yeah.
Need a licorice?
No. Hell no.
Damn licorice.
Animal cracker?
Anyways, he says they've never talked to each other, but their paths have crossed once.
Once.
He said they walked past each other on the street and just sort of stared at each other.
Oh, my God.
And he says, I hope he sees this article. Yeah, because I'm going to knock him off the bookshelf.
That's
gangster.
Right.
He can walk into any Barnes & Noble, any Borders in America and be like, yeah, why y'all got this food book up? You don't appreciate gangsterism. That's what it is. That's true gangster. I got a cookbook.
Cook a what?
Yeah, he got a cookbook. He's the cooking guy.
Right.
He's the food dude. They going at it. It's powerful stuff there. Moving on to some more gangster stuff. It's our theme. You know who you sound like. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it's Bert and Ernie. What it depends on. Or is that Yoda?
You can't talk today. Might as well just make sounds.
Hey, you lucky I ain't spitting on you. And then like,
I have this thing in front of me. Yeah, spit. Try to hit it with the microphone.
All right. Well, we got somebody that wants some Scarface.
Are you okay, buddy?
Mm-hmm. All right. Choking on
Al Capone's grandson wants a DNA sample. And so Christopher Capone wants to secure DNA samples that he hopes will prove Al Capone is his grandfather. He's even willing to exhume a gangster's body to do it. Yeah, there's a Boston real estate investor who believes strongly that his grandfather was a famous Chicago gangster. And he legally changed his name to Capone 6 months ago.
Legally?
Yes, he was formerly Christopher Knight.
Okay, now you're spitting.
Good. I'm sharing DNA. Okay, like you innocent in the shitting game.
Was making you
Oh, okay. Anyway, dude is trying because he's writing the book. I'm not going to get derailed by you tonight.
So who's writing a book?
Mr. Christopher Capone.
Oh, are we still on that subject?
We're still on that subject, man.
I thought we were going from that.
He's writing a book.
The whole DNA thing.
And the name of it is Son of Scarface, a memoir by the grandson of Al Capone. I'm trying to think.
What is he going to write about?
What are you going to write about? It's like you did real estate. Pretty much, real estate, it crashed? Yeah. So y'all look out for that book. It should be about 3 pages.
Cover back in 1 page.
Okay. My name is Christopher Capone. I used to be Christopher Knight.
I think I'm Al Capone's grandson. Buy my book. I love you.
Yeah.
Peace.
Wow. It should go in between the Rachel Ray and...
Yeah, I know. We can get a three-way.
Oh, my God.
We can get a three-way gangster fight. Food dude, the cooking guy, and...
The Capone guy.
And the Capone guy, the grandson of Al Capone. Memoirs. Because, you know, he's been gangster in real estate all his life.
Gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we're going to move into some crime here. Nah, I like
what
crime.
What are you talking about, crime?
Yeah, it ain't crime. Well, it's a crime that he's trying to sell a book on the memoirs of a dude that he did nothing. But we already know Al Capone's whole story. You ain't got nothing to add because you didn't know him.
Right.
So
right.
Me reading the memoirs would be like me writing about Noriega or some other drug dealer
right. That
I never knew.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. A Nigerian student gets 19 years jail for love scam.
Love scam.
A Nigerian undergraduate student has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for obtaining $47,000 from an Australian woman by convincing her over the internet that he was 57 years old, white, and madly in love with her. The victim, a 56-year-old woman from Australia, told the convict that she wanted a husband and all the men she had met had always disappointed her. Said the convict, who was married with three children, instantly replied and told the victim she had met Mr. Wright. He then sent the picture of a white man to foreclose any suspicions. Yep. So, over the internet, now, it's funny. She got a picture, and this might be the first time you hear about a black dude pretending to be a white dude so he can get some money. You think that over time, after she done gave him all this money, she would have been like, hey, won't you buy a webcam so I can see you?
Wow.
Yeah, I guess in Nigeria, she had sent him some money for medical treatment and travel costs to visit Australia. He instead spent the money on two plots of land and the Honda Prelude. A Honda Prelude.
They still make those things?
I guess so. He bought one.
An older one.
But I'm just saying, well, you figure in Nigeria, he probably could have got a really good deal. Why would you buy a Honda Prelude?
One of those dream car.
You never hear about folks saying, you figure they're going to get a car, they get a Cadillac, BMW, Lexus, you know, a little sports car. He got a Prelude. Those must be some good international cars.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they caught him, and he was ordered to pay $10,000 immediately and $250 a month to the victim until the full amount stolen was returned.
How much did she give him?
She gave him $47,000.
Oh, shit.
But see, my question is this.
What about the interest?
No, it's not about the interest, man. What I'm saying is, how is that stealing? When she gave him the money.
Scammed her into giving her the money. I don't know. I don't know the law in the world in Nigeria.
I'm just saying, just in general. Like, you say you talking to a guy on the internet and he send you a picture, you probably wouldn't write him a check. Normal folks wouldn't do it. She was desperately desperate. It's. What the hell is wrong with you? You got issues, man. That's all I'm gonna say. You got some serious issues.
Yeah, I think that was kind of retarded, though, mm-hmm. on her part.
Very retarded.
And.
Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Speaking of desperate, ladies, watch out. They're trying to replace y'all.
With what? Blow up dolls?
A film bot to make catwalk debut. A lifelike bot will strut her stuff at the Tokyo Fashion Week. Developers at the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Technology have created a cybernetic human, a walking, talking robot that will strut her stuff on the catwalk during Japan's Fashion Week in Tokyo next week. They say Japan's newest fashion model is barely over 5 feet tall. She has soft black hair and flawless skin and weighs about 95 pounds.
That's going to send out the right message to teenagers.
Exactly. She also goes by the name of,
uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, no.
HRP4C. That's sexy.
HRP4C.
That's the name. They say the robot is designed to resemble the average Japanese woman, can smile and strike a seductive pose.
And the Japanese women are short, aren't they?
Yeah, they're little. 5 foot, 95 pounds.
Tiny.
This is like Memoirs of a Geisha.
Geisha.
Whatever. Geisha, geisha.
Geese.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You really can't talk tonight.
Anyway. The robot wowed audiences when she was unveiled Monday and said, "Hello, everyone," in a feminine voice.
You in your feminine voice tonight and your tongue tied words, you got issues.
Right.
Issues. I got issues. Issues.
You sound like a hater to me.
Issues.
See, are you threatened by HRP4C?
Not at all. I could take it. How many inches do I stand above her?
I don't know.
Five?
I don't know. Because they said that she hasn't been cleared.
I stand up.
She hasn't cleared the safety standards.
I got what? Well, about 50 pounds on her?
Hey, this is the Terminator, though. This would be the next Terminator. Same.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, and this is along with that story that remember the Japanese guy had created the robot companion?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See? The Japanese are on it.
Yeah, they on it. They like she ain't never going to argue with me. She's going to say, hey, she's going to cook me dinner. I tell her to walk. She's going to walk now the catwalk, and she's going to say, hello. In whatever the Japanese guy made.
You're getting in the role there.
Nah.
You have that whole hip movement going.
Hater.
Oh.
Stop hating.
I'm hating. Shit, I told you you're getting in the role there.
Well, speaking of getting into role. Feel sorry for the French people.
Why is that?
French sex toy sales fall as credit crunch bites.
That's just a sad play on words.
Yeah. They say sales in the French erotic industry have fallen as the global economic crisis has driven consumers to reduce their spending on sex toys, massage oils, and other kinky products.
She's gonna have to do without.
Yeah. Well, hold on now. They said at the big Europolis
an erotic fair. Yeah, the Big Eropolis. It's an erotic fair that opened on Friday near Paris and builds itself as the biggest of its kind in the world. They said the attendance was healthy, but it was kind of sad because they said that the sales had dropped by 50%. They said, you know, it used to be they could sell like two or three, but now people are only buying one sex toy.
Well, you know, to do worse than, you know, not buying a sex toy and going home and hooking it up to a power tool.
Oh, yeah, I know, huh?
That was sad.
Yeah, that was amazing. The whole saw blade. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. There's not too much you can say on that. Not too much at all.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Well, here's a question for you.
You
consider yourself smart?
No.
All right. Well, I guess this won't affect you. The next story is about, is dating harder for smart people?
I don't know. Let's hold that.
I can do that. Now, that is the question. Is dating harder for smart people?
What do you think?
It's not about what I think. This is about what Dr. Alex Binzer, who is a Harvard and Cambridge educated, certified hypnotherapist who thinks smart people, his definition. The top 5% of the population have a hard time dating the rest of us dim people.
Dim?
Yes. He says, he even goes as far to say that the smarter you are, the more clueless you will be and the more problems you're going to have in your dating life. He thinks that smart people have spent more time on achievements than relationships and are bored with the common folk and so used to acquiring kudos for their mental jewelry that garnering sexual interest at a bar is foreign.
Kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know a lot of smart people that are dating?
Hmm. I don't know a lot of smart people. I mean, when I say smart people.
Wrong answer.
No, when I'm talking about smart people, we talk about people like Dr. Binzer, who is an intellectual. You know, these dudes, they lock themselves up in the lab and they separate the genome that will make a rat's tail fall off or something like that. And it's like, oh, it's the biggest discovery ever. We can help a rat detach his tail and put it back on. And it's like, woo! Yeah. And that's how they send their
I don't want to know anybody like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I definitely don't want to date anybody.
Yeah, exactly. They say, you know, that he says, this is almost funny, when all of your personal energy is concentrated in the head, it never gets a chance to trickle down to the heart, or God forbid, the groin.
What head is he talking about?
Well, obviously, he's not talking about the good head.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the bad head. So he wrote books titled The Tao of Dating, The Smart Woman's Guide to Embracing Your Inner Goddess and Finding the Fulfillment You Deserve, and The Tao of Dating, The Thinking Man's Enlightened Guide to Success with Women.
Now, I'm thinking, if this is a dude who's saying he's too smart to date, he probably got no tips that I'm going to need or be able to use.
Wow.
Can I be frank and honest?
No.
Okay.
This show's not about that.
But I'm just going to say that this is what I was talking about when I said that there are two kinds of nerds in this world. Just like, you know, there's two kinds of males and two kinds of females. Alpha male and males. Alpha female and females.
That's a difference.
And alpha nerds and nerds. The difference is the alphas can deal with people of the opposite sex.
But okay,
without
and
trying
then the
to
female,
boil
like an alpha female would be able to deal
with the opposite sex.
Okay,
yeah.
And a female?
What about a female?
Just a regular female wouldn't?
Well, I'm going to assume that he's probably running around with intellectual females and they both get on the date and they start talking about quantum theories and then they fall asleep and that never happened. And if it does happen, in the middle of it, they start thinking about a quantum theory and it don't work out well. I'm just going to speculate on that. Because that's what nerds do. He ain't got no lust in his heart. No true lust.
Nerds don't... I wouldn't...
What you trying to say, man?
You seem to be stuck in thought, buddy.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. What the hell?
You don't want to insult your nerd brethren?
I don't want to insult myself.
Well, it's a little too late for that.
That doesn't happen all the time. It's...
So are you saying that you're a nerd? Are you coming out the closet?
I know I am a nerd. I know I am a nerd.
Oh my God! This is the first little smooth drama. Butter Pecan has come out of the closet. She's a nerd.
I'm a nerd. I'm an alpha nerd.
Hello. You can't use my term that you're trying to invalidate.
I'm not trying to invalidate
it.
No, I'm just saying that two alpha, an alpha nerd and an alpha, two alpha nerds.
Two alpha nerds.
According to his study, right?
No, not his study. Alpha nerd is my theory.
No, but he's saying that intelligent people have a problem finding or dating.
Nerds.
Correct?
Nerds. Regular nerds. Quantum theory nerds.
Oh, okay. I see.
See?
Okay.
I can read that stuff for about 25 minutes.
Read what stuff?
And then I'm done. Science
what stuff? Oh, and then you're done.
Then I'm done.
All right. I get it now.
You get it now? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got it.
Because, you know, there have been instances where a couple of times in the middle of something the conversation turns to.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right.
But you never lose stride.
Anyway. Look. I don't even want to visualize you talking nerd stuff in the middle of moving on to our, I don't want to say dissing of the South.
Uh-oh. State is this?
This is Alabama.
Oh, no. What's going on in Alabama?
Alabama to my people down in Alabama, I'm sorry. I gotta holler at y'all about the actor best known as Borat tricked.
Oh no.
Yes. He tricked the Alabama National Guard into allowing him onto a post, giving him a military uniform and briefly letting him train.
Did he film it?
All supposedly for a German TV documentary. The ruse, which included the comedian Sacha Baron Cohen exposing his thong underwear while changing clothes, was going well until a young cadet recognized Cohen and notified older officers who weren't familiar with the actor. It's an embarrassment to the Alabama National Guard, Sergeant Katrina Timmons said. Since then, we have put in protocols to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to call out the place, the Alabama Military Academy.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all are tripping. Y'all are really tripping. You have Borat training with the National Guard.
In Alabama. How did he trick them?
Obviously, nobody there had ever saw the Borat or G. Ali G in the house. None of that stuff.
No. Oh, my God.
Hey, it took one of the younger cats that saw him. I hope it wasn't when he saw the thong.
I recognize that ass.
Oh, my God. That's her ass.
I recognize that ass.
Borat.
Ew.
Yeah. Can I get your skid mark?
Ew.
He was
wearing a thong?
He was letting his thong show while he was changing clothes.
And that's how the cadet recognized him.
I hope not.
Oh,
I hope
when the cadet.
I hope he saw the mustache and was like, that's Borat.
Ew. The mustache.
Hey, I'm not trying to get that visual myself, man. That's too much for me.
Ew.
Yeah,
ew.
I mean, but how the National Guard? And we talking about people in Alabama. These are people that's protecting y'all, supposedly. If they can let, you talking about not facing terrorists? You can let a comedian get in, film a documentary? That's y'all ass if the terrorists get to Alabama.
I know.
Y'all, SOL.
Basically. Yeah.
So, Alabama, I don't know. We might have to ask y'all to succeed from the union.
Something. Shit.
Did I say succeed?
You
I'm supposed
should.
To say succeed.
Yeah. No, you can't talk tonight.
Yeah, I can't talk tonight.
Tongue-tied, twisted, and...
Dick Hugger's diction is off.
Dick Hugger's diction is off.
Yeah, anybody got any questions or concerns or anything you would like to add, you can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can give us a call on the telephone at
646-929-2037.
You go, girl.
Yeah, whatever.
Why are you trying to be smooth? That's my job.
Tonight, since your diction is off.
Yeah, my diction is a little off.
Your smoothness has been revoked this evening. Revoked.
What you said?
Your smoothness has been revoked for the evening.
No.
Because your diction is off, Mr. Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger's diction can never be questioned.
You just said that your diction is off. So
okay, but that
I'm not questioning it. I'm making a statement.
Pile on
what? The fact that your diction is off? Whatever. Moving right along.
A Texas jail was an animal house, because you know I always got to go to Texas.
Why?
Well, I guess for months, perhaps longer, the Muntigi County Jail with Animal House meets Mayberry. Inside the small brick building across from the courthouse, inmates had to run to the place, having sex with their jailer girlfriends, bringing in recliners, taking drugs, and chatting on cell phones supplied by friends of guards, according to authorities. They also disabled some of the surveillance cameras and made weapons out of nails. The doors to two groups of cells did lock, and they said apparently no one tried to escape because they had everything they needed inside.
Oh, shit.
It's like, only in Texas can you have a jail that the cells don't lock.
Yeah, they don't want to get out.
The dudes don't want to get out. They're like, shit, I got everything I need right here.
What do I need to get out for?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, wow, that's extra special.
Extra special.
Extra special.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that all the way back to 2006, and they had said there had been whispers about an affair between a female jailer and a male inmate. And then they said...
affair? How can you have an affair? I mean...
I don't know. They were just hooking up.
Right.
Yeah, because what they were doing.
Are those new shoes?
No.
Oh, I thought they were white.
Like cleaning.
Oh.
Yeah, I washed my shoes. I actually got the idea.
Do you put them in the washer?
Yeah, I put them in the washer.
That doesn't ruin the shoes?
No, it did.
They're not leather?
Yeah, they're leather.
And you put them in the washer?
I put them in the washer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got the idea from what?
I got the idea from my nephew, actually. He touched my heart tonight.
What is
little nut hugger dinner?
He did.
He cooked dinner.
What did he cook?
Scared the hell out of me. Well, he just cooked chicken patties and French fries. But what?
How did it scare the hell out of you?
Oh, because he's like. Because
he turned on the oven.
He's like, hey, you want something? I'm looking at him like, what?
What, has he been hanging out with the girl lately?
No, he ain't hanging out with
me.
He
just decided to get up and...
I'm gonna cook. You want something? I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I said, did you wash your hands? He was like, oh, I'm about to. So, you know, you still got it.
Wow. And
almost made me tear up. Like, oh, that's hunger.
Nut hugger?
Well, I'm dick hugger.
And my son is
Dick Hugger Jr.
So he's
nut hugger. I'm giving a shout out to Nut Hugger.
Nut Hugger. You got a name now.
You the man,
Nut
dog.
Nut Hugger.
You made me proud.
Does he read?
Huh?
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Okay, but you're giving a shout-out to Nut
Hugger. I'm giving a shout-out to Nut Hugger.
Okay.
Maybe he'll get it retroactive one day and be like, wow, Uncle Dick gave me a shout-out.
Uncle Dick Hugger gave a shout-out to Nut Hugger.
Come on now, you know your nieces and nephews won't be calling you Auntie your whole name. They're not going to say Auntie Butter Pecan. They're going to say Auntie Butter. So, conversely, my nephew would say
Uncle Dick.
Uncle Dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Dick. Dick.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short little break.
Short little break.
Just a short little break. We'll be right back. Did I hit that?
together you got the smooth drummer.
Come on, shake it. What's up, butter?
You're
not shaking it, butter?
No, I'm trying to eat.
Oh, my God. Y'all better watch out.
What?
Butter is a multi-dimensional threat.
To what?
Not only can she talk.
And read.
She can read and she can block spit. With the microphone.
Uh-huh. I was like,
get it going.
Hey. I have the microphone now. You might have to block my spit.
Microphone check, 1, 2, what
but
is
you know,
this?
Ladies don't spit, so.
Anyway. Going into my other favorite place.
Florida.
Y'all a little crazy down there in Florida.
What happened in Florida?
Police ID victims in Miami party shootings. At a Miami police crime scene, investigators writing notes at the house where a man shot himself and set the... He shot his wife and 3 other people at a weekend party, and he also tried to blow up his neighborhood by placing gas cans and propane tanks around his apartment before setting it afire.
Where was this at?
This is in Miami, Florida.
Why? Was he? Well, not was. He must be mentally disturbed.
Investigators say the 48-year-old Guillermo Lopez drove to his apartment. Guillermo. Okay.
Guillermo.
He said he drove to his apartment after he believed they were helping foreign journalists.
What?
No, I read that wrong. He drove to his apartment after the early
Sunday
shooting and then lit it and his truck on fire. He then fatally shot himself. I guess. Man.
Not only can't he speak this evening, his diction is off. But so is his eyesight. Would you like to borrow my glasses?
No.
He's reading from a piece of paper. And holding the microphone.
Hey, I'm just rattled by tonight's story.
Rattled.
I'm rattled. But, you know, I ain't got...
I know Borat song got you all flustered.
Yeah, after the Borat song, I was like, I don't even know. I got nothing on it.
Oh, God.
I mean, but this dude, he set tanks around the neighborhood to set it on fire to explode the whole neighborhood.
He threw me all off on the story when he said foreign
journalist. I can't even concentrate anymore. What the hell
are you talking about?
Yeah. Are you okay?
At the request of Simply Rad, we're only going to do a 1-hour show tonight. Hour and a half is too long for us. I can only take so much of Dick Hugger.
Yeah. So. You know, y'all don't know that Buttercup, when we're together, her flatulence is at an all time high.
It'll be taxed much. On it.
Right. It can only be confined with her for so long, and then boom, it's over.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So. Speaking of flatulence,
why he had to go there.
Oh, blowing in the wind from Dylan's place.
Dylan's place?
Yes. Bob Dylan.
Oh.
You know, got flatulence? Singer, songwriter.
Is he being taxed?
No. I guess Bob Dylan has a... He's parked a portable potty on his property. And I guess it's blowing downwind.
Well, who the hell is using the portable potty?
Him.
Doesn't he have a toilet in?
Dude, he's staying green.
He's keeping everybody else green.
He's keeping it real. They said, in a letter to the editor published by the Malibu Surfside News, Cindy and Dave Eminger, who are his neighbors, publicly complained that the city of Malibu has been unable to help them solve their problems. They accused Dylan of renting a toxic, hazardous, carcinogenic chemical toilet and plopping it down next to their home in a rural section of the city overlooking the ocean.
Is this in Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said, the toilet is apparently intended by my neighbor, Mr. Dylan, to be a permanent fixture on his property. He's got a porta potty.
But how often does he have it done?
And you have to call up Bob and ask him.
Now, is he using the porta potty? Maybe he needs to change his diet.
No, Bob is being green.
I know, but if it stinks that bad, maybe he needed to, and if he's using the toilet though, maybe he needs to change his diet.
Hey, you know, back in the days, they used to have outhouses with a hole. So now he's got...
But that went into the ground.
Okay, but I'm sure his porta potty, I'm just thinking that...
And he needs to have it changed often.
Hold on. They said it's a rural area overlooking the ocean. That don't sound rural to me. That sounds kind of nice.
That sounds bougie.
Yeah.
And it's, is it in his front yard?
It's in his yard somewhere.
He's not using any of the toilets? How many people in this house?
What? Does it matter?
And nobody using the toilet in his house?
Why would? Why should they? One, you can save water. He's conserving water. Bob Dylan is an ecological hero.
By putting a porta potty and stinking up the neighborhood.
He's stinking up the neighborhood.
Everyone just said he's stinking up the neighborhood.
No, that's one group of neighbors. It's not even one group. It's just this one neighbor, who are this couple, who probably are looking at it like, he's got a porta potty. He's going to bring our property
value down.
You know, Bob Dylan, probably an old man. You know, he probably go in there. He probably waved to him, got a newspaper, like, I'm going to be here for a minute. I'll holler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, you the man, Bob. I'm with you. Power to the people.
Oh, are you going to run out and get a porta potty?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, well.
Save on the water bill.
Why don't you go out and get a porta potty?
What's wrong with the porta potty?
I want to see you go out and get a porta potty. You just said, you know, you go out and get porta potty.
It's a good idea.
Okay. If you think it's a good idea, go out and get yourself a porta potty. In fact, you know what? When you come over here, don't use my bathroom.
All right. I'll, I just used the laptop.
Right, no. Don't. You can go outside and do your thing.
This is my Master P. Let me hear
do
you
your
say.
Thing. Jesus is the best part. In front of my dad.
All right. All right. Well, I guess they found out some historical information about Robin Hood.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What about Robin?
Said that Robin Hood wasn't as popular as they say it was. They said he annoyed the ancient British clergy.
How did he annoy them?
He probably stole their crooked ass money and was giving it back to the people.
We knew that, though.
Right. But, you know, the clergy didn't like him. I'm like, okay, that sounds good to me. So you figure if the church didn't like him, he probably was doing something right.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, it's hard times out here right now.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard that a German mathematician who died 450 years ago, he got sent a letter demanding that he pay a long overdue television license fee.
You're kidding.
I didn't know that they had TV
450 years ago.
I
didn't think so either.
It's like, wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they said German GEV broadcast fee collection office sent the bill to the last home of Adam Reeves, an algebra expert who bought the house in the year 1525.
And how much did he owe?
Oh. They don't put that up here.
Oh.
But, I mean, the dude died in 1559.
Don't they feel stupid?
Probably not. We still want that money.
I know they want that money. I want my money.
I want my money. You know, all this other stuff you talking about.
Money, 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 money.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody knows about this whole AIG thing.
Oh, God.
Well, speaking of money, I think it's funny that you will have people who bankrupt the company to get paid a
bonuses. Right.
And they
right.
don't understand
why we don't want them to get it.
Right. Especially since we're the ones.
Because the taxpayers are the ones that own AIG now.
You got
money. I'm not shit. Not a pecan. It's a problem. Diction problems. Literally have diction problems.
Oh.
Okay, well, you know what?
So, AIG, y'all suck.
Oh, okay, on that note, to send in your topics, please email us at
SmoothDrama1@yahoo.com.
And to stay up to date on future shows, events, guest appearances, and interviews,
you can text us the word Smooth Drama on your mobile device to 41411.
On that note, thank you for tuning in. And everyone have a good night.
NCAAs, baby.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.